attention. Discipline will now begin.
Ever wish you were there when Shania Twain first started?
Ever wonder what it takes to get into the music business?
Listen every week to Bits of Brent and find out.
Take it away, Brent!
That was from three girls from the upcoming Prodigal cast. Thank you guys so much for that shout out. It really made my night. And today is Friday, October 14th, 2005, and you're listening to Bits of Brent. Starting out with gigabits. On Friday, I went to a performance workshop with a trainer who studies in SLS, also known as speech level singing. He says it's the best method of singing in the world. I sang Anytime by Kelly Clarkson at the workshop. Apparently, my voice teacher went up to him before I came and told him to be especially hard on me because she knows that I can take it and I need to know all the flaws in my performance so I can perfect it. And he had some great comments. But you're going to have to wait to hear what he said until the end of the podcast. I'll play the clip for you as the song of the week. And now for the music biz. Remember last time when Kenneth Hertz said that very few people got music from digital downloads anyway? Well, 3 days later after he said that, the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry of England, or the IFPI, released information saying that digital downloads have tripled in the past year, increasing profits from $220 million to $790 million. Wow. That proves that nobody's getting music off the computer, doesn't it? Digital downloads have increased so much that there was a $1 billion decline in CD sales. Digital downloads have become a large resource of income for everyone, including the RIAA. Why are they complaining? Greed, I suppose. You might be wondering why I would be less than excited with the RIAA when my goal is to land a record contract, possibly even with them. Well, the answer is, I'm a consumer right now, and I want everything to be the best for consumers. That includes iTunes prices. I want to be part of the angry horde that whips the RIAA into shape. Then, if a record contract ever comes my way, I can accept and not have to worry about being represented by a greedy company. We can do it! The music biz can be rid of all greed. I think. Here's the American Idol update. Carrie Underwood's album, Simple Hearts, will be released in stores on November 18th. I, for one, will definitely get it. I might even get a hold of minus tracks, too, of the songs to be released and sing them on this podcast. One song that will be on the album is a pretty ballad called Jesus Takes the Wheel. It had a clip released online a small while ago. It is no longer available, but by the time it was yanked off the net, thousands of people were able to hear it before they were supposed to. Including me. I never said that. And now for open mic. Our first segment is from Suitcase. All right, here it is. Hi there. You seem to put so much energy into this podcast and the competitions you enter to sing, although I suppose that's just one side of your life. What I was wondering is if you tell your friends at school about Bits of Friend, or is it like a secret double life? Are you ever embarrassed about it? Best of luck with everything from Sydney, Australia, Suitcase. Well, Suitcase, I do tell my friends at school about my podcast. When I do mention it the first time, they have no idea what the heck a podcast is. So I usually have to explain it to them. So lots of people know what a podcast is now, thanks to me. But yeah, I do like to plug my podcast wherever I go. And it's a fun thing to share with everyone. So no, it's not a secret double life. Podcasting is part of my life. So I'm never embarrassed about it, and my podcast is something to be proud of, in my opinion. And there is one more. It is from Luke. Hi, Bryn. Love your podcast. Keep up the dream. Here's an open mic question for you. Who drew that picture of that you have on your website and in all of your podcasts? That's great. And as a dad, I agree. Keep casting Luke, the prodigal cast, coming soon. Well, Luke, my father actually drew that. He is an artist. He drew that picture based on a photo of me when I was 12. I loved it, for one, and he had a lot of fun doing that for me. We soon are going to do a new album art picture. We have the idea all set out for you, and I won't tell you a word because it has to be a surprise, but that'll be coming soon. So in the meantime, there's that awesome picture that my dad drew for me. Okay. Thank you, Luke, and Suitcase. Those are my last two open mic segments, and so if there's anything you would like to ask me, go ahead and send it to me in an email to bitsofbrin@gmail.com. That's BITZOFBRIN. And have the title of the email or the subject be open mic. And that's spelled MIC if you didn't know. I did it! I am sorry to say that I will no longer be able to let random fans be contacting me via Skype. If I do, a parent will be present and it will be for a certain amount of time only, if I do it at all. Reason being, a pedophile called me on Friday. I can't risk that ever happening again. I've contacted Skype regarding the situation and it'll be taken care of soon. That perverted little caveman has it coming to him. He can't do that to me. So listen, Artisan 99999. Does your mother know what you're doing? Alright, for the song of the week, I will be playing the clip of my performance from the workshop that was on Friday. I didn't sound like I was nervous until the very last note, so I was proud of that because I was very nervous the entire time. And also, he asked me if I was a good student. I was so confused. I thought he meant academically. He meant vocally. So naturally, I answered the question accordingly to my perception of its meaning. Whoops.
A little more volume, please. Great job, Margo.
Every time you feel like you just can't hold on, just hold on to my love, and I'll help you be strong. But you're so afraid to lose, maybe I can't reach your heart.
To you. So what's wrong with your voice? Let's start with that for just a minute.
I tend to swallow the notes.
You tend to swallow the notes. Yes, you do tend to swallow the notes. But there's a couple of things, actually, I think that may be causing some of that. I think, first of all, you're trying to sound like a 25-year-old at 13. And what I mean by that is more of a size issue. You really, really, really enjoy singing loud. And once you get over a certain part of your voice, you get up in your mix, the top of your mix voice, you're pretty comfortable. But because you're dragging up so much weight through the bottom of the mix, that whole like A, B flat, B, C, D, E flat, that whole area, you're just pushing so much weight up through it. So you're feeling a little bit cumbersome. You're feeling like you're walking through molasses.
Yeah.
Like you don't have the agility that you're wanting, and it's because you're too heavy. So I'm going to give you a suggestion. I want you to take it very, very how I mean it to be taken. I want you to sing like a younger girl for a few more years. I don't want you to sing such heavy stuff yet. You're only 13, you have a long ways to go, and we hope that you're singing when you're 30, not finished by the time you're 16. So you've got some great, great, great things going on, really, really great things. And what you do right now will set you up for either long-term success or short-term failure, right? So be very, very careful. That's the negative, right? That's the negative side. So be careful of that. Now, a couple of other things I want to mention. You have a tendency to do a lot of jaw stuff. All kinds of jaw movement going on, and I think that's part of the swallowing thing. I'd really like to see you do some exercises and watch yourself in the mirror a little bit more, so you can identify exactly where that's happening. My thought, in fact, I wrote in here, I wonder if she has TMJ. Do you know what TMJ
is?
No, I don't. Which is actually a jaw disease that looks like what you're doing.
Okay.
I don't think you do, but my thought was, my goodness, it's just so, and I can see it popping as you're going up and down. So you're creating, you're bringing huge amounts of tension, or weight, or heaviness, or almost a vocal anger into it. And you know why?
Why?
Because this is Kelly Clarkson's first album. And in Kelly Clarkson's first album, she hadn't wrecked her voice yet, and so she could do this, what you're doing right now. But by the time she got to the second album, of course, she started having problems. And that's why she started working with Seth, learning about all the stuff that you're learning about, too. Don't make Kelly's mistakes. Don't do the same thing she did,
okay.
Right? See if you can learn from those, right? Isn't that really what we should be doing? Is, gosh, let's not make all the mistakes that our teachers made or the people before us or the people we emulate. Let's see if we can figure out how to get through things better, faster, right? So be very, very careful. You've got some jaw issues. You've got some swallowing issues. You do tend to sort of cover everything back down in the throat. Those are really, really, really technical things. From a performance standpoint, you're fine. You're in great shape. Do you get much the opportunity to perform in front of people?
Yes.
Where's that?
Usually at school, and I've been doing some auditions recently, and Mindy will always set me up with stuff too, so yeah.
Okay. And you're in what, 8th grade, 7th grade?
I'm in 8th grade.
8th grade, okay. And that's middle school here in Utah, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's a fantastic gift. You have a wonderful, wonderful gift. You've got some technical issues that I think need to be dealt with, and I think they need to be dealt with sooner than later. Are you a good student? In other words, do you listen and do you go home and practice and do what you're supposed to do, or are you still learning how to do that?
I am on the honor roll, so yeah.
No, I don't mean in school. I mean as a voice student.
Oh, okay. I'm like, are you a good student? I'm like, yeah, okay.
I meant, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, with Mindy, I do really work hard on that, but usually when I'm in front of a crowd, it goes away because I get nervous. So I'm really working hard on
that. So you vocalize daily? You spend time working on your voice daily?
I
do. Do you sing or do you work on... Excuse me, exercises.
I do a mixture of both because I have a podcast, which is like an online video show, and I sing weekly on that, different songs by different artists. And so I like prepare a song each week. So I'll like warm up and then I'll practice that song.
Okay, you need to be vocalizing more than you're singing.
Okay.
In other words, the percentage of your time that you allocate towards singing, be it vocalizing or singing song, you need to be doing much more vocalizing than you are doing actual singing. Because you've got to get the voice balanced. Because the second you walk into a song, you tank up all of that weight. It gives you all that excitement. And I bet all of your friends love it. And everybody's clapping and tells you that you're wonderful. What's going to happen is you're going to be known for having a big, huge, fat voice, right? Everybody's going to want to listen to you sing more and more and more with this big, huge, fat voice. And then you're going to turn 16 and have no voice anymore, right? And then people are going to say, oh, we like the old sound better, right? So don't get into the habit of giving them something you cannot continue delivering. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You can't keep doing that night after night after night after night after night because it's too heavy. You're going to be in trouble. So make sure you're vocalizing a lot. Lots and lots of vocalizing. Mama, 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 nay, 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 nay. Really, really staying in those little tiny places and don't be so heavy, okay?
Okay.
It's a great voice. Good luck to you.
Thank
nice
you.
Job, sweetie.
Woo! Nice job. Yay!
On the bridge, you said you sang the words no way out. Mindy, is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's pulling up on way, so you'll watch that.
Okay.
Great job.
Thank you.
Excellent. Beautiful voice.
Don't forget to vote for me at podcastalley.com, and thanks to you who have voted already. I'm currently in the top 300 over there, so I'm very excited about that. And to those of you who leave me comments, emails, or open mic segments, thank you so much. Until next time, Bits of Bryn out!
Thanks for tuning in to Bits of Bryn. Please tune in next week for my next podcast. Hasta la bye-bye.
Has reached the end.